Welcome to TPTB Finance, and it's that time of the week when we join Scott Grant, who's a director at London South East. How are you today, Scott?
I've had my porridge, Zach, so I'm very good. You?
I'm very well. I'm itching to know what you've got on the London South East plate today.
Yeah, I've just picked four things for you today under our What's Hot banner. I looked at our most traded last week via London South East Trading on lse.co.uk. Number two in the list was Intelligent Energy, and I believe you actually wrote an article yourself about them yesterday. Looking yesterday afternoon, their share price was up about 19%. For us last week, buys and sells were 50-50 on our trading system. That said, you think, I guess, the momentum is perhaps with the buys this week, and I'd expect that to increase. This is on the back of their announcement. Well, I say their announcement, it wasn't an RNS or anything, but it was announced that there'd be the technical lead on an EU-funded programme for the development of a blueprint even of mass manufacture of automotive fuel cell stacks. So if that's your kind of thing, that's a bit of a tongue twister for this time of morning, but if that's your kind of thing, that seems to be a bit of a great advancement for Intelligent Energy as a company, and perhaps their share price, I notice it's up again today, will keep on going.
Okay, well, it's a bit of a tongue twister, that's why I wrote about it rather than talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, indeed. Also on our most chatted board, we've got Sirius Minerals, a firm favourite, over 1,500 posts in the last 7 days. Again, looking mid-afternoon yesterday, their share price was up just over 1%. I guess people will remember on the 28th of April, they were admitted to the main market. Whether it's just a natural thing, their trade volume went up quite dramatically after that point, and no doubt that is gives you a big boost to get into the main market. For anyone that doesn't really know Sirius Minerals, they're a fertiliser development company. Their big project is in North Yorkshire for what's called polyhalite. In other words, it's a type of potash. It's their project there, which is their big focus. So Sirius, again, of interest to our visitors to our website, and as I said, recently main market and share volumes up. Just to go slightly off tangent, I don't like just to focus exclusively on AIM. So I looked yesterday into the FTSE 350 high yield. So those people perhaps who like a bit of dividend with their stock. And the one I picked, because it was up about 2.7% mid-afternoon yesterday, was a FTSE 100 company actually called Into Properties. As a good Essex boy, they own the Lakeside Shopping Centre, where I've frequented many a time, not too recently, it must be said. And they're actually a huge company, Into Properties, £3.8 billion market cap, and their current yield, a good dividend, their yield is 4.95%. So as I said, just to go and look at someone who likes a dividend and a good yield in share, Into had a good day yesterday, that's Into Properties.
Okay, so any other tidbits to look at?
Just the last thing is, as always, our video share views, which you kindly host for us. We've currently got Dave Mutton, the CEO of Primary Bid. If anyone's familiar with it or not, the platform allows private investor access to IPOs, fundraisings, placings solely on AIM companies. But I think they're doing very well. They seem to be get their placings subscribed and get the money in ahead of deadlines. A recent success for them, I think the back end of last year, was Sound Energy. They actually raised £27 million. So head over to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/LSECOUK, and you can look at Dave Mutton talking about that, as CEO of Primary Bid.
Yes, it was a good interview. It was like the traders win and the companies trying to raise money win. So, and even Primary Bid tends to do quite well out of it as well. So story.
Yes, it's not brokers against investors or anything like that as well, or brokers against companies or vice versa. Everyone, as you said, everyone seems to win, which is great.
Okay, well, hopefully that'll continue. Scott Grant, Director at London South East, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Zach.